We continue to pray across America. Today, we go further from the east, from Rhode Island and New Hampshire, continuing from the East Coast. So, Father, we lift up Rhode Island with its capital of Providence. We lift up its 1.1 million population, that it was the first colony to declare independence from Britain May 4th, 1776, 2 months before the Declaration of Independence, the last state to ratify the U.S. Constitution until the Bill of Rights was added. It was founded by Roger Williams, who championed freedom of religion and speech. We thank you for the starting point. We know that it's the smallest state in the U.S. with 30 islands, despite its singular name, Rhode Island, and it's home to the oldest operating carousel, the Flying Horse. In 1920, it was the only state to reject prohibition. So, Father, we lift up Rhode Island. We thank you for it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bring before you the state of Rhode Island and your body of believers who reside here. According to your word, we ask for a wave of repentance, reconciliation, and revival to sweep across this state, that they would not forsake all that divides them and be knit together in love, peace, and truth in Christ alone. May they rebuild, they build bridges of blessing to connect the spiritual islands of their state, embracing their complete dependence upon your grace and true interdependence as the body. May your kingdom come here in Rhode Island as it is in heaven. May the example pave the way for others to step into the fullness of your plans and purposes for the kingdom of God to be established. In Jesus' name, amen. We lift up New Hampshire with its capital, Concord, and almost 1.3 million people, known as the Granite State because of its granite formations and quarries. And it was the first state to declare independence in 1776. But it holds the highest wind speed, over 231 miles an hour. And it's the first place for the primary in the presidential election cycle. Very important spot. And so it also holds the first free public library in 1833 and home to over 50 historic covered bridges. So, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have anointed your Ecclesia of New Hampshire to preach good tidings to the poor. You have sent them to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and freedom to the captives of this state. You have anointed them to declare prisoners will be set free from darkness, blind eyes will be opened, and veils that are covering them will be torn off. Abba, you are causing the spirit of freedom to resound and reverberate over the Granite State, just as New Hampshire was the first state to sign the Declaration of Independence. We declare that believers will bring liberty and freedom to our nation. We believe, Lord, you are awakening your bride in New Hampshire to partner with you to set the captives free. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.